We have got no particular or specific reason why we did not, but we were not honored with the receipt of invitation to attend the same. And there is absolutely nothing to be read into it, except that we know as a sovereign state that China is not an enemy to the Kingdom of Eswatini. But the fact is, there was no invitation that was particularly extended to us.
Could it be because you have no diplomatic relations with China?
Absolutely not. We interact and deal with mainland China on many aspects within the international system. Certain countries, the majority of the countries, have got very warm, secured and growing diplomatic relations with mainland China. The African Union, the same obtain. And as the Kingdom of Eswatini, this is our cardinal foreign policy. We are not an enemy to any country around the globe. So there is absolutely no reason why, when we have received an invitation to attend the Africa-China summit, we would not honor that invitation on the basis that we do not have diplomatic relations with China, or we don't work or interact with China in any way within the international framework or diplomatic system.
I read an article last week, it quoted the Chinese foreign ministry saying that your country should recognize the trend and make correct decisions. I wonder what do you make of that statement?
We truly responded to that statement. Our position is and have always been that China should be more engaging with her diplomatic partners that are attending the China-Africa summit, as opposed to who or which country that have not attended and what are the reasons thereof. So our response is that China is not the Kingdom of Eswatini's enemy. We are not an antagonist to China's interest within the international system. Neither are we lobbying or working for China's isolation to amass whatever diplomatic relations and other probably unnamed benefits that they accrue out of those diplomatic relations. We view mainland China like any other country. As to diplomatic relations established or not, that doesn't give us a leeway or an anxiety to work against the interests of mainland China. That is not the cardinal and the internal dictates of the foreign policy of the Kingdom of Eswatini.
So you do have diplomatic relations with Taiwan, is that correct?
Yes.
So, in other words, you did not attend because you were not invited. You would have attended if you were invited.
No, that is not what I'm implying to you. There are so many factors that plays into what would trigger any interest for one country to attend some of the international. Let me give you a simple example. We may not, His Majesty the King may not attend the United Nations General Assembly this year. So what does that mean? Would that mean that we no longer have interest or relations with the UN? Definitely not.